From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Barham, Neil McCready coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio this morning. Ole Miss beats Vanderbilt 57-35 on Saturday afternoon. Going 3-3 now on the season, heading into Saturday night's game in Oxford against LSU, part of a three-game homestand. Rebels and Tigers 6:15, I think, on Saturday night, ESPN. Also from a scheduling standpoint, Ole Miss Arkansas yesterday, 11 o'clock announced for that game in a week and a half or so. So, Rebels and Hogs, 11 a.m. as we finish the scheduling things. Thanks for giving us a few days off. As people know, my wife had a death in the family. Appreciate all the texts, couple emails, people sending thoughts my way for that. Really, really appreciate it. And back today with a normal schedule. Matt Luke, Phil Longo, Wesley McGriff spoke to the media yesterday. We'll look at lines a little bit. Heading into the weekend as well, obviously Jeffrey Wright and Ryan Brown will join us as the week moves on. Also, Ross Dellinger, LSU beat writer, Mississippian, he will join us on tomorrow's show also. He covers Ed Orgeron now. He has been...
Where's Ross from?
He's on the coast somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where, but somewhere on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so. So, anyway, Ross joining us tomorrow. He's coming to Oxford and... will be here this weekend. He's been maybe the preeminent voice covering Orgeron the last year or two. He's done some really, really good stuff. So we'll talk to him in the morning. Appreciate all the people that use the catering at the Oxford Exxon for tailgating on Saturday. You can get that again this week. Four different great options, whether it's a pound of pork or a couple slabs of ribs or anything in between. So check them out. Call ahead at the Oxford Exxon. Get a daiquiri, get a lunch special. And while you're there, go over to the Oxford Crystal. You can get Shake It Up for a dollar with the 5 for $5. You can add the milkshake.
Yep.
It's even though it's a little chilly outside, still people like their milkshake, chocolate, strawberry, Oreo, or vanilla. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. You call that number, you ask for Corey Clark, you tell Corey what new Ford you're looking for, and he sends you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's really that simple. It's right to the bottom line. There's no haggling. It's just a simple way of making a car purchase. It's easy. There's no haggling. It's right to the bottom line. So you get your quote, and then it's up to you. You can shop it if you'd like. That's okay. Or you can let Corey and the people at Clark Ford go ahead and do for you what they've done for so many other podcast listeners. As we always say, it's from Cape Girardeau to Biloxi, from Shreveport to Atlanta, and all points in between. It's take the hassle out of the everyday car buying experience. You get a brand new Ford vehicle, great product, great service after the sale. It's a great car buying experience at Clark Ford in Amory. And to make it even better, the end of your deal, right before you finalize terms, tell Corey, hey, I heard about the dealership on the podcast. You can mention any of our three podcasts. It's $500 off the bottom line from Clark Ford in Amory, 662-257-1900.
Also, yesterday it was announced that Houston Nutt and Ole Miss have settled the lawsuit brought on by Nutt and Tom Mars. We'll get to that in a little bit on the show. Big thing there is it's over. Everybody can move on and whatever. I don't really feel the need to go into some 15 minutes about it.
I can give you a 2-minute theory.
If you'd like, go ahead.
I think Ole Miss feels really good about the COI. I think it's cautious optimism. I think they feel good about it, though.
Okay.
I think they feel confident that it's going to come down before the end of the season, whatever it may be. And I think that Ross Bjork and the people there, it's just a theory. Nobody there has told me this. I think they're just trying to get loose ends tied up. Anything that could be a distraction, anything that could be a hangnail, anything that could just be bothersome, eliminated. I think they're ready to close those chapters of the history book, wrap it up, put the cover on, put the little binder on it, put it on a shelf and let it start collecting dust. And move on to a new book. I really do believe that. That's what I think.
You think that was much more important than, you know, the optics of saying, you know, a month and a half ago, hey, no apology needed, then apologizing or anything along those lines?
Okay, here's my belief.
Yeah.
People are stupid. Attention spans are incredibly short. Nobody can remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
And it was going to be more bothersome because Mars does refile. And again, it's a persuasive plaintiff summary. However, it at least seems somewhat complicated where it was going to have to be fault. And fighting that in public was not going to be good for anybody.
Well, and when he deposed people like me, David Brandt and others, we were going to tell the truth. Neil, did you talk to Hugh Freeze? Yeah. Yes. Do you remember the conversation? Well, not verbatim. Do you remember the general tone of the conversation? Yes. Was the NCAA notice of allegations discussed? Yes. So Mars was always going to be able to prove that those statements were made. Now, was he ever going to be able to prove intent, malicious intent? I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I don't know. Was he able to be able to get a jury in Lafayette County to rule in favor of Houston Nutt? I don't know. Is it a big deal for Ole Miss to, and I'm totally guessing here, cut Houston Nutt a check of $250,000 of Hugh Freeze's money? Was it that big of a deal? Does it really matter? Is that crow? I don't know, maybe a little. Who cares?
It's over.
In a month, it's not going to matter. Hell, today's Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's not going to matter. But in a month, month and a half, when you're trying to hire a football coach, when you're fishing in waters that it appears there's certainly a chance there's going to be some big boys also fishing in the same water, you don't need something wrong with your bait. You need to go in with as good a bait as you can. Not a fish guy, but you need a good rod and reel, I guess. You know, and
Ole Miss gets it to end. Tom Mars gets a little bit of a paycheck. Houston Nutt gets a little bit of a paycheck and gets to go back to not coaching, and they can move on with everybody can move on at this point is where this thing is. So, trying to see if you find it. Hold on. Statements, if you haven't heard them or you're curious. Says Ole Miss says certain statements made by university employees in January 2016 appear to have contributed to misleading media reports about Coach Nutt. To the extent any such statements harm Coach Nutt's reputation, the university apologizes, as this was not the intent. The NCAA's notice of allegations, dated January 22, 2016, did not name or implicate Coach Nutt in any misconduct, and it would have been inappropriate for any university employee to suggest otherwise. Houston Nutt's quote says, "I am pleased to put the lawsuit behind me. Best wishes to the future of the Ole Miss football program." So,
like I said, it's a closed chapter. He had a bit of a case. Did he have a legal case from the whole? Like I said, I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
He had a case that was going to be frustrating publicly for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Like I said, win? Probably not. But
he was going to be able to depose some people, and those people were going to say, yeah, those conversations occurred.
I mean, we were one Hugh Freeze quote yesterday from getting quotes from three different former Ole Miss coaches in the main kind of sports domain yesterday.
Yeah, he had Orgeron.
Nutt. Just needed Hugh.
Yeah. I'm sure at some point we'll hear from Hugh Freeze.
Ed's quote yesterday that everybody was making a big deal out of, the full quote, not just the sentence that was taken, not really out of context, but just taken as part of it. Quote, "I can honestly tell you that that's so far in the past, it's just another game to me because the truth is the whole time I was there, I was wishing I was here. I always looked up to this program. I was like, wow, when I saw LSU, what a great program, if I could ever be a part of that program. Now I'm here, so it worked out the way I always wanted it to." Eddie O.
Well, and that's one of those things where mixed into there's some truth.
Are you surprised he wasn't a little tamer this week? I expected an Ed that said nothing even remotely volatile this week.
It's not really volatile, though.
No, it's just the media makes everything so volatile.
Yeah, but that's an answer. That's legitimate.
What's a truthful answer?
I mean, I wasn't here. I didn't cover Ed Orgeron. I was covering the league as a whole in Mobile, yeah. And I talked to people. I remember coming up here and talking to Ed Orgeron his first spring, and I didn't think he was comfortable. I've talked to people who were on his staff who said he was never comfortable. Matt Luke was on that first staff, I think. Matt Luke said yesterday that his relationship is, I think he said, cordial, which I interpreted as non-existent.
Yeah.
Not volatile or angry or anything, just there's no relationship. It's been 10 years.
Exactly.
You move on in 10 years from most everything. The kids that are going to play in this game were at their oldest 12 and at their youngest 7 when Ed Orgeron was the coach at Ole Miss. I don't think they care.
They don't remember Eddie O playing Northwestern State that day and winning 38-31.
I mean, like Sean Rawlings might, but he was a really young kid at the time. So he was probably, what, 10? Carson's age, a little younger than Carson is now. I don't think Sean Rawlings is going to line up under center. And I could be wrong, and if I am, Sean will tell me. But I don't think he's going to line up over the ball and think today is payback for those years. I think he's going to think this is an opportunity to win a football game. We're playing LSU. It's a rivalry game. I grew up an Ole Miss fan. This is cool. I'm playing LSU at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. I don't think the fact that Ed Orgeron was once the Ole Miss coach is going to be a motivating thing for really either team. And if Ed makes this a giant game because of him at his program, he's making a mistake.
I'm fascinated by this game Saturday night.
Just because of that?
No, just in general. Just Ed back in town. You know, both teams got a little juice coming in off the weekend and everything. I don't know if in a game that, in the grand scheme of college football, doesn't really matter much. For some reason, I'm really excited about this one. I'm going to be entertained no matter what happens on Saturday night, I think, for the most part. So, I don't know. It's just interesting to me. But nonetheless, we'll see. 6 o'clock on Saturday night. But yeah, Eddie O had his media conference yesterday. That was the one thing that stuck out. I think he gave Chris Lowe that complete quote, if I have that correctly. But
I don't blame him if it's personally a big game. If there was an opportunity for me to somehow compete against WNSP, it would matter to me. Wouldn't matter to anybody else, but it would matter to me.
The difference, however, is it would be if you walked in WNSP, used numerous slurs on the radio, and then burned the building down to get fired. And you had no radio experience when they hired you to begin with.
Right.
That's the difference here. I mean, Eddie O,
But he's owned mistakes.
Yeah.
He has said he didn't do a good job.
That's my point. I don't think it's going to be this whatever, because I think in his mind, I think it is fairly complicated. It's a deal where Ole Miss gave him an opportunity no one else would give him.
Sure.
He should be thankful for that for the rest of his life.
Sure.
They also fired him when he should have been fired.
Yes.
He found a way into another gig.
To his credit. Yeah, to his credit.
He took advantage of Joe Oliva, and props to him.
Oh, to his everlasting credit, he was gutted that day. And 10 years later, he's the head coach at LSU, and they're ranked in the top 25.
He's over 500 in SEC play.
Kudos to him. It was never a good fit at Ole Miss. And when he says, hey, I looked at the LSU job, let me just tell you, I'm a Louisiana boy. I grew up in Louisiana. I'm not an LSU fan. I never was. In fact, I always kind of cheered against them. But to this day, and I'm 47, to this day, that program, how do I say this? It has an allure about it because it's LSU and I'm a Louisiana kid. It will always have an allure about it. And so Ed Orgeron grew up in South Louisiana. I grew up in North Louisiana. he probably did grow up an LSU fan. And I don't doubt for 1 minute that when he was the coach at Ole Miss, the coach at USC, a coach at Tennessee, that when he looked at the LSU program, there was something magical about it. I don't doubt that for a minute. You put that quote in its proper perspective, and I don't think there's anything really wrong with it.
The only person at fault for anything to do with that entire situation was Ole Miss administration.
Yes.
That's it.
Robert Kiat hired him.
I mean,
does that diminish what Robert Kiat did at Ole Miss? No. But let's face it, Robert Kiat made the decision to hire Ed Orgeron, and it was a bad decision at the time. Ed Orgeron took a job that was offered to him. Came, it didn't work out. It did not work out. He learned a lot from it, apparently. Because to his credit, 2 weeks ago, his program was in chaos. And it was his doing. And to his credit, he owned it. And to Joe Oliva's credit, Joe Oliva saw his career rotting in the wind. And he said, let's get involved in here. And he got the coordinators together. And it appears that Ed Orgeron is letting Matt Canada run his offense now. And they've won a couple of games by the thinnest of margins, by the hair on their chinny chin chin. And here they are heading into Oxford, 5-2, I think.
Yeah, sure.
And alive.
4-2, 5-2, whatever.
I think it's 5.
Okay.
Whatever. Alive, technically in control of their own destiny. I know. I said technically. No one's beating Alabama.
That's like on June 1st when the Marlins are mathematically eligible to make the postseason.
Yes. But LSU can say to itself right now in meetings and such, and it's the truth.
All we have to do is win out.
We control our own destiny.
They do.
And they do. Not me. Auburn can't say that.
No.
Texas A&M can't say that. I don't think. Maybe they can too.
Well, no, because they've lost Alabama.
Yeah, so they can't say that.
No.
Arkansas can't say that. Has Mississippi State, what's their record in the league?
They Georgia and Auburn.
Mississippi State can't say that. Ole Miss, obviously, this year can't say that. The only team in the SEC West not named Alabama that can say that on October the 17th is LSU. It's flimsy as hell, I acknowledge. But they can say it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how. Is it a big game for both coaches? Sure. On the flip side, if Matt Luke were to win Saturday, there's going to be noise.
Now, Ed has more to lose. Matt has more to gain. Right? Ed has more to lose because
loss at Ole Miss is going to derail
any public momentum he has.
The Florida win, the Auburn win would get negated.
Yeah. From an LSU standpoint, you lost to a team with an interim coach.
I think if he were to win out except for Alabama, I think most people would look at the season and go, well, it's not what we wanted, but he did avoid a train wreck, and maybe he learned something on the way. Because that would be 9-3. 9-3 in this league, you're going to play in one of those Capital One Outbacky kind of bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Not a disaster. No one will be able to go, hey, that LSU season was a disaster. You lose to Ole Miss right now? And Ole Miss fans, this isn't a slap at you. I'm telling you from an LSU perspective, if they lose this game Saturday, people will go back to talking about it being a disaster. They will start calling for his head again. They will start questioning Joe Oliva. The airwaves will change. It's not a slap at Ole Miss. I'm not insulting Ole Miss. That's a fact.
I mean, any team other than Alabama, you lose, and that's the fact at LSU.
Yes.
It didn't matter who it was.
They probably could have lost to Auburn Saturday, yeah. And by perception, it wouldn't have been boiling, but it would have been simmering.
Yeah.
As opposed to right now, they've turned the heat off on the pot.
Yeah, he's just
there's
sitting
no
in water
heat in
right
the
now.
Pot. The water's kind of lukewarm right now. It's almost cool. They lose in Oxford on Saturday, and that thing is on full blast, like where the blowtorch is going, and it's the flame is blue, and that water will be boiling so fast it'll make your head spin.
Yeah, All right, as we move forward, podcast brought to you by Community Mortgage, located in Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga, 30 years old this year. One of the oldest mortgage companies in the Southeast. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting that understands your market. Also, leader in condo financing in Oxford. So, ask Jason about the flow down option, which allows you to lock in the current rate. But if rates go down before you close, you get the lower rate. 662-234-2704. Or JLO, that's JLOWE, at communitymtg.com.
If you are looking to buy or sell land anywhere in Mississippi, give Michael Oswalt a call. He's a realtor. He specializes in recreational and timberland tracts across the state of Mississippi. Michael works with Tom Smith Land and Homes. It's by far the largest broker of land in Mississippi. Look him up on his site, www.gotland.com. That's got-land.com. If you're a buyer, Michael Oswalt has the biggest land inventory in Mississippi. There's a reason for that. People like to list with him. They like to list with Tom Smith Land and Homes. If you're thinking about selling, if you're on the fence, if it's in your future, he'll come to your home. He'll tell you what he does. He'll market your property. He will get it sold for you. Michael's ready to work for you. The market's hot. If you're on the fence, if you're ready to sell, call him. 662-719-3967. He'll put his money where his mouth is. He'll market your property. Drone videos, whatever it takes. He will get your property sold. It's hunting season. It's a great time to look for or sell your recreational property. Give him a call, 662-719-3967. Visit his Facebook page. Send him an email, michael@tomsmithland.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB is locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide. OUB offers all the technology and products you can want, all with the personal touch. When you call OUB, you speak directly with the live person, all without having to press 10 buttons, without a five-minute wait. OUB is offering its customers right now CDs, one-year CDs at 1.75%. annual percentage yield, three-year triple option CDs paying 2.01% APY. With the three-year term, customers can deposit once during the term, withdraw once during the term, and or bump the rate if OUB's three-year rate rises. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. The podcast also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. It's located just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi. It has a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. Tell them that you heard about it on the podcast. You heard about it at rebelgrove.com. You'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com.
All right, let's move on to lines for the week. Even though it is Tuesday, we'll have picks to you on Thursday. Let's see. Memphis newly into the top 25, headed to Houston this week for a big game. 3.5-point favorites for the Cougars at home against the Tigers of Memphis.
I like Memphis. They're a good team.
Mike Bobo is a 7-point favorite against New Mexico on Saturday. Just kind of going.
His stock's pretty hot, too.
Army 6.5 points against Temple. I saw a stat where Army has won two games this season without attempting a pass.
Really?
And that's happened, I think, 9 times since 2000. Service academies have done that 8 of those 9 times. Speaking about Ed, Wake Forest almost did that here one night, but I think they threw it 3 times.
It's a fast game.
Yeah, that was the night of the scrimmage in the locker room or the IPF.
Wasn't a fast game if you were an Ole Miss player. It was a long night.
It was raining really hard. Well, they had a delay because of the weather.
Chase Daniel the quarterback then?
I think, that was Missouri. He played for Wake Forest. But, yes, the Missouri games, Chase Daniel was the quarterback.
Gotcha.
I watched a game in Columbia where Chase looked very, very good.
Patrick, he was a good quarterback.
Patrick Willis and some dudes.
Yeah.
Patrick played hard.
He was good at football.
He was.
Yep.
Missouri going to get a win this weekend. Missouri at home playing the Idaho Vandals. That's not an FBS team, so Drew Locke's going to go crazy. They're going to score a lot of points. They are favored by 14 in this game against the Vandals.
I like them.
You like them laying the 14?
I do.
As bad as that defense is.
Offense is better.
Defense?
It's not good.
You're kind of
something tells me Idaho's running attack is not as good as Georgia's.
Your Big Ten game of the week, if I had to pick one, it is an even game. It is a pick 'em. Iowa at Northwestern on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah. That's kind of right in your Big Ten wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Iowa and Northwestern.
I like both of those teams.
Oklahoma State -6 at Texas on Saturday.
Texas damn near did it.
They did. The worst team typically does it in that rivalry. The inferior team gets a little spunky in the Red River Shootout or whatever it's called.
Oklahoma played a little scared.
What do you like here? Florida State -6.5 at home against Louisville on Saturday.
God, man. I haven't seen
Lamar Jackson and dudes against a team with no quarterback.
So
I mean, if Louisville didn't have Lamar Jackson, they would be like 1-6.
I might have dreamt this. Okay. So please feel free to tell me I'm an idiot. David Cutcliffe said that the kid that's playing quarterback at Florida State now, who I couldn't name if you gave me 3,000 guesses, said he's got a chance to be better than Francois. Is that what he said?
I don't know. I didn't see this.
I might have dreamt it. Literally, I easily could have dreamt that.
David Cutcliffe's an 8-point favorite against Pittsburgh this week in Durham while I'm skimming down the page.
Okay.
Looking for SEC games. Having a hard time.
There aren't but five.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Tennessee headed to Tuscaloosa this weekend.
It's 37 points.
It's back down a little. We're at 35.
Oh.
Opened at 34. I got it at 35 right now.
Jumped to 37.
Are you laying them?
Yeah.
What was
Tennessee can't score.
Kind of literally.
Yeah.
What was the number where you would have taken Tennessee?
About 45.
This doesn't feel 38-3-ish.
Nick Saban feels to me like a guy that's on a warpath right now.
He didn't kill Arkansas.
Well, no, but they don't.
They beat them 41-9.
His fans don't hate Arkansas. He covered the line.
He did. His fans hate Tennessee.
And they want to cover that line. Going to be some big Alabama people that have money on this game minus whatever the 30, whatever it is.
Hey, Nick, let's score.
I mean, they love him, but they could love him just a little more. I mean, that Red Elephant Club keeps growing and growing and growing.
You don't think it's losing membership?
No, and how do I say this nicely? They probably want the members to keep making money.
Reinvesting in programs and whatnot.
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 Just whatnot.
Be good to be Scott Frost these days. He takes his...
Yes, sir.
His Golden Knights are headed to Navy this weekend, headed to Annapolis, Maryland to play the midshipmen.
They'll have their hands full.
UCF, a favorite, opened at 6.5. It's at 8 at Navy. Got to get ready for that triple option 1 week out of the year. Maybe two. I don't know who they play. But he's going to land somewhere pretty nice here pretty soon.
Pretty nice, yep.
Nice.
Florida is interested. Nebraska is certainly interested. Although the Mike Leach to Nebraska rumor has, I'm assuming, legs.
Well, they hired his AD at Washington State, and apparently he's kind of weird too. So they have their Leach and this dude are a real good fit, kind of simpatico, if you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's at least some legs. Mike Leach would drive those people in Lincoln bat crazy. Absolutely bat crap crazy.
Would he win?
Nebraska, look, Tommy Frazier's not walking through that room. It's...
He won in Lubbock.
It's that's kind of my point,
though.
He's
won in Pullman.
It's that kind of job. Lincoln is not the center of the college football universe anymore.
Right. But I would think it would be easier to recruit to Lincoln than it would be to recruit
Pullman.
To Lubbock or Pullman.
It would, yes.
I'm not saying it's as easy as recruiting to Tuscaloosa, but I'm saying relatively, if you told me Joe Schmo football player, you got three choices, Neil. You can go to Texas Tech, Washington State, or Nebraska.
I'd go to Lincoln, and then I'd go to Lubbock, and then I'd go to Pullman. You'd go to Lubbock before you went to Pullman.
I'd go to Nebraska.
Yeah.
I've never been to Nebraska. Lincoln might suck. It might be an Applebee's, a McDonald's, and...
But you'd eat the Riblets.
But they get huge crowds.
They do.
It seems like a fun place to play.
They have unrealistic expectations because they think Scott Frost is coming in as the quarterback.
Well, they think the Tom Osborne era is going to happen again.
Yeah.
And it's not. I don't know. But, yeah, it'd be good to be Scott Frost.
Syracuse coming off their win against Clemson. Big win, big home win.
It was.
Dino Babers pretty good at what he does.
He is.
They go to Miami this weekend. Mark Richt, the Hurricanes.
I like Miami. I don't care what the number is.
What do you think the number is?
8.
14.5.
I'm laying them.
You'd lay those two?
They're going to roll over.
So hungover still.
So hungover.
That quarterback's probably still drunk.
They're drunk. It's hot.
Oh, yeah. It's not in the Carrier Dome.
You know that day you get out and you go run? Maybe it's your fifth day in a row to run. Because you've trained for some runs. The end of a training run and the next day is a day off. And you tell yourself, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. And somewhere around mile 3, you say to yourself, F it. I don't care about my times.
I just want to go home.
I just want to get this done. If I didn't run, I know I'm supposed to run 8 miles, but if I only ran 6.5, would it really matter? Those are the conversations you have with yourself. That's not winning race day.
Yeah.
Syracuse getting beat. Yep.
I get Clemson was banged up. I do. I understand.
Yeah.
Alabama never loses that football game.
No.
I could have played quarterback.
You and I talked about this yesterday. We're going to do the 1 to 10 grading thing.
Okay.
Which I know is rudimentary. Okay. I get it. Alabama's the only team in the country that's close to a 10. There's a few teams that they're 8s. There's a bunch of 6. A bunch of 5s. I don't know how many teams are 1s and 2s. College football really right now has a lot of parity, which makes for a great regular season. It'll be interesting. You and I were talking about this. The playoff, the four-team playoff. It's going to get a big number because it's college football, it's football, and it's playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are magic words. Football and playoffs mean TV. But what gets a huge number? What gets the massive, oh, wow, number? So Alabama's going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the winner of the Big Ten, Ohio State, Penn State, makes it.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'm guessing the ACC winner, if it's Clemson, makes it.
An 11-1 Clemson's in. 12-1 count in the title game.
And I'm kind of guessing at this point that 12-1 Georgia
would have a real good chance
over the Big 12 winner, because the Big 12 winner probably is going to have 2 losses. The Pac-12 winner is probably going to have 2 losses. Notre Dame's not a factor. I don't think the UCF-USF winner is going to be a factor.
The one thing that could completely change all this, TCU's still unbeaten.
Okay.
If TCU runs it.
And here's my point. Is Alabama-TCU going to get a big number outside of Birmingham?
No. TCU's not even going to draw huge in Texas.
I mean, that other semifinal would be intriguing.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
They need to get – college football needs
– Can TCU only lose one of these? Because I think they're in above Georgia at 11-1.
Okay.
Kansas, Iowa State.
Win.
Texas.
It's losable.
At Oklahoma.
Losable.
At Texas Tech.
Not losable.
And Baylor at home. That's the remaining schedule. For TCU.
They're good to go.
I think 11-1 TCU is in.
And they don't have a title game this year, right?
No. they're in. They'd get the benefit of the doubt for being the conference champions.
How would that be for Georgia's luck? The year you go 12-1, you don't get in.
Yeah. Well, you got a play-in game. You got a quarterfinal.
Mark Richt says hello. What if Miami runs the table? They're undefeated, aren't they?
I thought they lost the game.
Did they? Hell, I don't know.
Did they?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I'm doing my best. I don't keep up as well as
they
I
They beat Georgia Tech 25-24.
Right.
No, they're undefeated.
Okay. Look at me. Who they got left?
Syracuse.
That's a win.
Oh, God, I'm looking at the schedule. At UNC.
Win a bull.
Virginia Tech.
That's easily losable.
Notre Dame.
Winnable.
Virginia at Pitt.
Virginia's good.
Marco Mendenhall's done a nice job with the.
He's done a real good job.
Yeah.
Pitt sucks.
Pitt does suck, yes.
And then they have to play Clemson.
Yeah. They darn it.
Would a 12-1 Miami get in if they beat Clemson?
Yeah. 12-1 ACC's in, is my point.
God, the irony of Mark Richt knocking Georgia out. But Miami
– prayers to all the message board people in Athens.
But Miami, Alabama would be sexy.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's sexy. Oh, it gets a big number.
Rematch of the 92 national title game. It's just, Gino Toretta, yeah, Gene Stallings.
A big number.
92. That's you, 92?
Yeah.
Was that 92?
I was 22. Sugar I remember Bowl. That game. Yeah. Alabama beat Miami's butt. And everybody thought going into the game, Miami would win.
Kind of a must-win for Chad Morris on Saturday at Cincinnati. 7-point favorites over the Bearcats for the Mustangs.
And my tweet was a joke. I was having fun. Just FYI.
Yeah.
It was not cryptic. It was a joke. I was being silly. Probably didn't do it right. I'm going to break something to a lot of people today if you're listening. This is one of those subliminal things. If you're taking my football tweets seriously, you should stop. If you're taking most of the things that I write about football super seriously, you should stop. Because I don't. And this isn't a knock. I'm not Dan Wolkin. I'm not crusading.
Oklahoma at Kansas State for the weekend. Oklahoma minus 12. At Kansas State, just reading lines. Kentucky, I'm surprised it was this big. Kentucky in Starkville over the weekend.
This is a line that's surprising, yeah. Yes.
Kentucky getting 10.5 against the Bulldogs on Saturday. Because Kentucky's okay. They're okay.
Yeah.
Closer to good than bad. Fine.
Yeah. Stoops has done a good job. They're solid.
I don't know where I'm going yet with that. That one's a little iffy for me. ULM plays South Alabama this weekend, minus 3.5 for the Jags against the Warhawks.
Is that in Mobile?
It's in Mobile.
I hate I missed that.
Go down. See everybody.
Yeah.
Stop by WNSP.
Could.
LSU and Ole Miss.
Nothing like a Saturday at Ladd Peebles.
GoDaddy.com Bowl, right? GMAC Bowl.
Is that what
bowl?
It is now?
I don't know.
It was the Dollar General Bowl for a little while.
Oh, maybe it is that now, actually.
I don't know.
LSU minus 7 against Ole Miss. It's down to 6.5 as we're talking right now. That's a really good line. I don't know yet.
Well, as we say, they built those buildings with
yeah, that's a good line.
Real
I'm a
gold.
Confused there.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing there. I actually think it's a good matchup for Ole Miss. X and O's.
Do you?
I do. Now, Ole Miss is going to have to play really well. Geis is a handful. And you can run on Ole Miss. That hasn't changed. But Etling's not a great quarterback. They do have some athletes. That Chalk kid, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can run now. He's one you've got to account for.
And LSU's typically good in the back seven.
Yeah, and they'll make plays back there. But they're not as dominant on the front seven as they've been in the past.
No.
They've always had those just horses up front.
If I had to pick one number And I said, okay, I'll pick this game if you give me one number. It's how many yards rushing does Ole Miss have?
Yes.
That would be my number that I want.
And I know that Phil Longo would say, well, we're going to create some yards off the pass. I'm not talking about – I'm with you. Tell me what you purely get on the run. Because if you can get Shea Patterson into some third and fours and third and fives, I think they can exploit LSU. But yeah. You get LSU into where you're going against LSU at third and nine, third and ten.
It's a whole different game.
They're going to be able to bring some blitz with some elite people that are going to give Ole Miss problems.
Auburn at Arkansas this weekend. Tigers trying to lick their wounds in Fayetteville.
Yep.
Opened at 13. Auburn now giving 15.5 to the Razorbacks.
Does Allen play?
It does not sound like he's playing.
If Allen doesn't play, Auburn's going to cover that number.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think Allen's trying to get back for Ole Miss.
Michigan's at Penn State this weekend. Penn State is a 10-point favorite over the Fighting Harbaughs.
I'm going to tell you, the Fighting Franklins are good. They are Alabama of the Big Ten. Line up, physical, punch you in the mouth, play with attitude. Now, when they play Alabama, they're going to get skull drugged. But they're good.
Who would you take in a game against Georgia and Penn State?
Ooh. I tell you what, that'd be a fun game to watch.
I'd like that one. We can get some bowls. Just let's make this fun. Let's put them two together.
That's got like a 23-21 classic written all over it. I don't know
just
who I'd
take.
Just beating
the hell out of each other.
It'd be real. I mean, now if you told me I could draw up a game and have a game, that might be the game I pick.
You let this thing work out just right. Let TCU lose. Give me a Georgia-Penn State semifinal.
Oh, I'm in. For the right to be the team that gets beat by Alabama.
Yeah, let's figure this out. Let's put Georgia as the 3, Penn State as the 2, and then let's get a rematch just because people like rematches. We'll go Clemson-Alabama 1-4.
Well, that's sexy. You get big numbers.
Yeah, let's go those 4.
Yeah. And I'm not – for the people that are counting out Clemson all of a sudden, shoot, stop. Dabo's
TV
fine.
TV execs want Alabama. Are they begging for Penn State or Georgia in that scenario? Do you get the rematch, or do you want the Penn State big names?
Either way, you're fine. In the championship, you're fine. It's the semifinals. People love championships. We watch the national championship in basketball, no matter who the hell's playing in it.
Yeah, we watch Duke and Butler.
Yeah. It's a championship.
Yeah.
Semifinals are a different deal, because I think they're like New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or something.
Yeah.
People have stuff going on that day. You have a decision to make that day. Everybody sits down on the Monday night and watches a championship game. It's just what we do. Might not watch the whole thing, but you watch it. It's on. It's an event. Semifinals, where it's, hey, do we go to the party, or do we go to this, or do we watch the game?
Different thing.
It's a completely different deal, because, who's playing? Mm-hmm. Well, it's Alabama and TCU.
I know how that's ending up.
Where he goes, look, I know how I want this night to end.
Let's go to the party.
It's 1 in the afternoon, and she wants to go to the party over there.
Okay.
I know Alabama's going to win by 24 points, and it's going to be boring. I'm going to go. I'll keep a little alert thing on my phone, and if it gets fourth quarter and it's within a touchdown, I'll say, baby, can we go find a TV? Odds are it's going to be 24-3 going to the fourth quarter. And she's going to be happy that I came with her to the party, and it's all going to be okay, and I'll watch the other game.
I got a little collateral I can use later, and we're all good.
I bet now I can watch Georgia-Penn State while she gets ready to go out late tonight.
Yeah.
I bet you that's how that's going to work. Because she doesn't want to spend New Year's Eve, odds are, watching 8 hours of football. So you're going to have to make a choice. And, yes, I'm not trying to be a sexist. There are women out there who watch 8 hours of football, and God, power to
we
you.
We love all 4%.
We love of you. We love you. But you are not the majority nationally.
Two coaches Ole Miss people like to talk about playing this weekend in Pullman, Colorado at Washington State. The
I don't hear as much about McIntyre anymore.
No. Washington State coming off a horrific loss to Cal.
Oof.
Just
what the hell happened? That's one of those that when it's over, you go, man, that was weird, huh? How the hell that happened?
Kids. It's kids.
Yeah. I mean, Vegas goes cha-ching.
Yeah. Well, it's like I saw on Sunday night somebody tweeted that 90% of the money was on the Broncos covering 13 against the Giants. Giants won by 13. 90% of the money
was in on the
Broncos.
Yeah, and you and I both listened to RJ Bell on Corolla, who said teams.
If a team is worse than 0-4, take them every week.
Ride them.
Yeah.
And if a team's better than 5-0,
take the other team.
Go against them.
Yeah.
And statistically,
that's the way to go.
It works.
If you did it every time, you would make money.
If you did that every time, you'd make money.
Washington State minus 10 against Colorado this weekend. I don't know. Hard to say there. Not positive. Anyway. All right, take a break. Podcast brought to you by Tyson Drugs, TysonDrugs.com, the makers of Sildenafil. You can head on over to the website, fill out the form, or give them a call, 662-252-2321, and get Sildenafil. It's the $10 version of that $50 or $60 little blue pill, same length of effectiveness, and gets you ready in as little as 15 minutes. So TysonDrugs.com, 662-252-2321.
The podcast also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. He's been in Oxford more than four decades. No one knows the residential and condo market better than Harry. Go to his site. He'll prove it to you. It's HarryAlexander.com. Now is a really good time to buy a condominium in Oxford. The prices are very steady. It's not the market has not tanked, as some people tell you. Statistically, it just doesn't hold up. It's a good time to buy. Resale values are very good. It's a really solid purchase if you're in the market. It's HarryAlexander.com. H-A at HarryAlexander.com is the email. We're also brought to you by Vitamind. Vitamin 3010 Old Taylor Road in front of the Faulkner Flats Apartments. It's still the same IVs and shots as before. They've added the cryosauna, which is great for removing inflammation, toxins. It speeds up recovery from a workout, burns calories, speeds up your metabolism, and more. They have the infrared sauna, which removes toxins. It's detox, but it's not a typical dry sauna. This one only gets to 130 to 140 degrees, so you can stay in longer. They have the combo package. You can detox the infrared, get fluids after. They have a smoothie bar, all natural foods, no added sugar. It's the same number as before, 662-638-3600. They're open Tuesday through Sunday, IVs and shots Friday through Sunday. Call ahead and make sure that they have someone there, and then go in and enjoy the service at Vitamind. You can send them an email, info@vitamind.com. Everybody knows State Farm for being the number one insurer in auto, home, and life insurance. Did you know that State Farm has a bank which allows them to do auto financing? Recently, State Farm has had a rate reduction in their commercial insurance rates. Give Romero Miller State Farm a chance to compare your business insurance policies. If you own a rental property, Romero Miller State Farm challenges you to give them a shot at the property. You won't be sorry. If you need another reason to give them a shot, go to Google and read Romero Miller State Farm reviews. Romero Miller State Farm, 662-893-1212.
Let's see. What are you going to talk about? You seem calm this morning. I'm assuming you're not holding out any hope for a comeback in the NLCS.
Oh, no.
It's done?
I mean, it's not done, but it's the Dodgers are the better team.
They are.
It's like last year when I was panicked down 2-1. It was because I thought the Cubs were the better team. I thought the Cubs were blowing an opportunity. This Cubs team had one path, Chase, to getting to the World Series, in my opinion. It could have. The rain delay on that Tuesday last week killed them. Because had they gotten to play on Tuesday, they would have played against Tanner Roark. And let's say they win, okay? they would have had Wednesday off, Thursday off. They would have flown to L.A. late Thursday, relaxed Friday, played Saturday with a fresh pen. Well, it turns out a fresh pen might have made the difference in game two. They didn't have that. Now, they're not hitting, and the Dodgers' pitching is fantastic. The Dodgers grind you. But the Cubs were fatigued. It showed on Saturday. It really showed on Sunday. The Cubs are the second-best team at home over the last 3 years behind the Dodgers. So they have a chance. They have three games at Wrigley. Realistically, they must win two of them to be alive. They realistically have to win all three. If you told me that the Cubs got the series back to Los Angeles, I would tell you that they have a shot because psychologically I think things would change. It's been 30 years for the Dodgers. They've lost some of these kinds of games in recent years. If you got it back to a game six, John Lester on full rest against Rich Hill, it's doable. A game seven, Kyle Hendricks on full rest against Yu Darvish. Hendricks has pitched big games. Darvish really hasn't. I don't know, maybe.
It's a path. It's not likely. It's not anything, but it's a path.
I don't think it's realistic. I'm assuming the Yankees held on to one last
they
night.
Did.
Yeah. You know, it's the same thing there. The Yankees need to win all three games in New York. And if they do, they get it back to Houston. And if you get it back into a game six, a game seven, I will say this for both teams. Both the Yankees and the Cubs, road teams in a game seven, I would go with the road team. I think playing a home game seven is worse than playing a road game seven. There's so much anxiety in the park.
Yeah, you said that.
You can feel it. I was at Wrigley last year for game three in a 1-1 series in the World Series, and there was anxiety as that game went on.
Cole Kubelik tweeted this out the other day. I thought it was kind of interesting. Head coach SEC records to this point.
Okay.
All the current head coaches, 14.
Okay.
You and I talked about it briefly. Six have a winning record in the league as of this moment. Shows you how the top's been pretty good and the bottom, as expected, just awful. Five coaches at the bottom with horrendous SEC records. Down the list in order, Saban 78-13. I guess a few of those were in that first year, too. He actually been a little better than that, even. McElwain won the East 2 years in a row. He's in year three, I believe.
I think.
16-7 in the SEC for Jim McElwain. Pretty good. Gus Malzahn's 22-15. Obviously had the one big year. Kevin Sumlin is 24-20 as a head coach at Texas A&M. A little better than average. Kirby Smart, 8-4 in year two. You all right?
Yep.
Okay. And Ed Orgeron, 6-3 in the SEC. Matt Luke, 1-2. Will Muschamp, 6-7. Dan Mullen, 30-37. Butch Jones, 14-21.
Whew.
Brett Bielema, 10-25.
Unbelievable.
Mark Stoops, 10-25. Barry Odom, 2-10. And Darryl Mason, 5-25. What sticks out?
The bottom sticks out more than the top, more than the middle.
Who's doing poorly?
Bielema. Odom. I guess Odom's safe because what choice do they have? If you're Vanderbilt, and I asked Chris Lowe this last week in the little exchange we did, you now realize that you really overvalued those wins over Ole Miss and Tennessee as a program. You let emotion dictate a contract extension. You can't be emotional about this stuff and make rational decisions. And the fact that it is such an emotional thing is the reason that irrational decisions get made by normally rational, smart people. It's so emotional. And recency bias, both good and bad, overwhelms decision makers.
Mm-hmm. 10-25 for Brett Bielema.
Unbelievable.
And I get he's got the 0-8 to start. I understand that, but still.
Dan Mullen's numbers weird.
30-37.
I mean,
and that's probably almost exactly what they've been favored in versus not favored in.
Yeah, his teams, with rare exception, are chalk. It's probably a credit to him.
Yeah,
he's done well in the games that matter to them.
He's consistent. He's stable.
What's his record against Ole Miss?
1-9, 1-10, 1-11, lost in 12, 1-13, lost in 14 and 15, 1-16.
Just over 500, I guess, roughly. That's why he's still there.
He won 3 in a row, then he lost 3 of 4.
And now he's 1-1.
Yeah.
So he's 5-4?
I'm 4, 5-3, whatever. Yeah. Close, somewhere around there.
That's why he's still there?
Well, absolutely why he's still there.
It's what matters to them. And he knew it. I give the guy credit for that. Now, this NCAA thing, we could end up having a really different discussion in a month. But on the field, making that as important as he made it with his team to appeal to his fan base and then backing it up for the most part, that's why he's still there, making a ton of money. Good for him.
I think I saw that Ole Miss was one of the teams that is at least looking into the FBI stuff for basketball. Is that right? There's a bunch that are just doing cursory looking into it.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. There's very few that weren't.
I mean, I'm sure people are doing internal investigations and making sure there's nothing to – you don't want to find out that there's a cobra in the corner.
Bring the exterminator in. Let's
just have the exterminator go in first, and then before you move the family in. I'll say this. I'd be shocked. Just shocked.
Oh, I no.
Beyond shocked. I've got a better chance of growing a head full of hair by Christmas.
You really don't like the chances of that, you know?
No. The podcast also brought to you by Journey Business Solutions. If you're a business with a high-ticket product or service, HVAC, dentist, surgeon, flooring, furniture, etc., Ben Brown and his team have the best financing solution for your customers. Their program accesses 14 national lenders with one very easy online application, rates as low as 4.9%. Terms that extend to 7 years, loan amounts up to $100,000, and credit scores down to 580. They will get more of your customers the money they need so you don't lose a sale. To hear more about this, call Ben, 443-935-5013. Ben is waiving the setup fee for Rebel Grove listeners. It's a $500 savings. Call him today. The podcast also brought to you by Gambrell & Associates. Gambrell & Associates have 3 attorneys, more than 60 years of combined experience, and more than 45 years handling only bankruptcy and Social Security disability claims. Check out their website, msbnkr.com, or by searching for Robert Gambrell on superlawyers.com or avvo.com. You should know that Super Lawyers only selects the top 5% of lawyers in the state, so you know you're getting a really good one when you get Gambrell & Associates. They handle Social Security disability claims statewide and in Memphis. For more information, call the office in Hernando, 662-342-7700, or in Oxford at 662-281-8800. The podcast is also brought to you by Comer Heating and Air. Comer Heating and Air has been serving Oxford and the surrounding area for the past 26 years. I've used Comer for AC repair. You can take my word for it. Their attention to detail, their customer service, and their work is second to none. Comer's an American Standard dealer, but they work on any maker model, residential or commercial. Customers get same-day service, free estimates on new units, and preventative maintenance contracts. Visit their website, comerheatingandair.com, or check out their Facebook page. Mention you heard about them on the podcast. You get $20 off. Contact Eric at 662-934-3846 or Shane, 662-832-8749.
Podcast also brought to you by MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape. MasterCuts full-service lawn maintenance landscape company serving Oxford, Tupelo, and the surrounding area. No job too large or small. Services include landscape design and installation, landscape lighting, irrigation, and turf installation. Even do holiday lighting as we're getting close to that season. Free quote, 662-607-7773, MasterCutsLawn.com. Sign up for an annual contract. Mention the podcast. First cut is on them.
The NBA season starts today. You can, not going to sign your kid up for the NBA, but you can sign your kid up for youth basketball at the Oxford Park Commission. Cost is $50 per child, ages 5 through 15, boys and girls, in all the different leagues. The games will be played in the activity centers on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday mornings. For more information on registration for youth hoops and more, or to find out about classes and programs offered by the OPC, visit www.oxfordparkcommission.com.
Oh, we got a soft verbal coming this week with guest Jacob Peeler, Ole Miss wide receivers coach. That will be up probably in a day or so is my guess on that. So be ready for that. And again,
taping in Oxford Crystal Beer Garden this afternoon with Larry Holder. Okay. Out of New Orleans, we'll talk a little bit of LSU, a lot of Saints, some NFL. It's sponsored by the Oxford Crystal. Go to the Oxford Crystal this weekend. 49-cent wings. They're great. You can't beat that deal. Load up for your party, whether it's in the Grove on Saturday as you get ready for Ole Miss and LSU, or if it's on Sunday when you're recovering from Ole Miss and LSU and you're turning on the NFL games. Hopefully you're turning on Game 7 of the NLCS. I hope. I don't think so. But there will be NFL games for sure. And get those 49-cent wings from the Oxford Crystal.
Again, Ross Dellinger tomorrow, I believe, unless something falls through on his travel. And then Jeffrey and Ryan, at least, to close out the week. So, again, thanks for all the thoughts here the past few days. Back on a normal schedule. We'll have content up at RebelGrove.com as the week moves on. Ole Miss LSU, Saturday night from Oxford. Talk to you on Wednesday.